This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
All right. Good morning, sir. How are you feeling?
Good morning, man. Well, after hearing everything you were saying about this heat season and the way the regular season bit them in the ass, I'm not feeling as good this morning. But, man, I mean, it's true.
Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. They kind of played the whole year. Like last season was going to happen again.
You've been on the heat beat many times, right?
I mean, not many times. I was backup for a season.
Okay.
And have followed them my whole life, so.
No, but yeah, that doesn't mean shit. I love the part. No, I'm being honest, bro. The part that you were a beat guy.
Yeah.
You dealt with them. Just walk me through the employees, the people you deal with every day. Just tell me about the employees of the Miami Heat.
I mean, class organization, people you deal with are all top notch. Everyone across the board. I mean, most.
Does it look like Tim Donovan or Rob Wilson ever fucking sleep?
No. And they are ready to help you at any moment. And then if you screw up and you're late, I even had him. Well, I was kind of late, but then they had like moved up the availability, and they were like holding things for me to get there as I was parking one
Have
time.
Have you ever met a more thorough organization than the Miami Heat?
Yeah, you can just tell it's top to bottom. That's how they decide to run things.
Does anybody work like Jimmy Butler in the Miami Heat? Does anybody take 6 months off?
Oh, nah.
Do they take 6 minutes off?
Yeah, all right, let alone. Yeah.
Dude, I am serious about this. I have been around these people. This is the best run organization. I've been in this business 34 years. I've seen them all, bro. I don't give a shit if you're the Matadors, you're the Miami FC, you're the Magic Jack, you're the Marlins, the Panthers, whatever. Bro, I've done it all. I've covered them all. There's no organization. Yes, I'm putting everybody in second place. I've never seen an organization top to bottom like the Miami Heat. Ever. Ever. It's not even close. Everyone else has been dysfunctional, screwed up, whatever. The second Riley took over, bro, it was organized. It was perfected. It's been exceptional. And then comes Jimmy Butler. And he has completely derailed everything that they do. They won't say it. They'll never say it.
Let's not go off the rails. I mean, Jimmy Butler did get to the 2020 finals, the 23 finals, a game away from the 22 finals. So,
I mean, that
4-year run exceeded expectations. I'm not saying
that Jimmy Butler's run wasn't amazing. It's great. It's fantastic. It's whatever. But it's over, bro. It's over already. You got by last year, coasting the whole regular season. You got lucky with the Giannis injury and all that stuff. And eventually, you know, you got to the finals, but you didn't belong anywhere on that court with that team. So it is what it is. But you tried to pull the same bullshit again this year, and it burned you, bro, because this is not the way it goes. You don't coast in the regular season, and all of a sudden, yeah, we're going to go to the finals every year. You know, and then you end up, you know, convincing fans. You know, hypnotizing them. Don't worry. We don't need to try in the regular season.
Right, we do this, yeah.
Way to do it. No, it's not, bro.
Yeah. And what hurts even more is that the Knicks as the 2 seed were only 4 games better than the Heat. So there were so many spots that they could have avoided the play-in, gotten into matchups again, you know, like get into a matchup against a Giannis-less Bucks. You know, play the Magic or someone in the first round. You know, even the Knicks, you handled them last year in the postseason, and avoid this play-in. But then you end up in it, and that's what happens.
Yeah, man, it's just absolutely ridiculous. All right, so what are you looking at 21 finally? What do you think? Because to me, it looks like they're going to stay there and get a really good player since all these quarterbacks are going to go early.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's going to be a lot of quarterbacks that go. So then I think that really bodes well to allow players that maybe otherwise wouldn't fall to 21 to stick around. But still, I think a lot of the targets that we all know and love that we've talked about with the Dolphins, a lot of them will be gone. Yeah, Jared Verse will be gone by then. Lyle Tulatu, Byron Murphy. But if one of those guys are around, then go for it. But I do like the trade down scenario if you have multiple offensive linemen like the Jackson Powers Johnson and Graham Barton. I do like to try and find a trade down partner. I know Chris Greer says some of those conversations are taking place now, but then a lot of it happens once actual draft day comes. So I'm sure they've heard from teams that are saying, hey, you know, if we have a certain guy that we're looking at 21, then we might be giving you a call. And I'd love that for the Dolphins. If they're able to get a Graham Barton who his athletic style can fit the wide zone blocking scheme, and then you can move down and still snag him, and then you add a third-round pick so you don't have a 100-pick gap between your second-round selection and a fifth-round pick, then I'd love that for the Dolphins as well.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting move. I don't know if I want to trade down because I want to get the best lineman I have available at that point, whether it's a pass rusher or an offensive lineman. That's the only risk that you run because then, you know, if there's two or three guys, but you get the lesser of those three guys, I would be unhappy with that. So Jackson Powers Johnson or Guyton, although I'm really hoping Latu is there, bro, because Latu for me would be the perfect addition. You know, unfortunately, Jared Verse is not going to get there. That's for sure. And neither is Brock Bowers.
Right.
That would be nice. Although yesterday the casino manager, Steve Calabro, goes, I think Brock Bowers is going to fall to us. And I said to him, well, Brock Bowers falls to us, I'm taking you to a steak dinner with the wife. Okay. So so I hope Brock Bowers, it's going to cost me a couple hundred dollars, but it'll be well worth it.
Oh,
if
yeah.
Brock Bowers lands at 21. I'll pay for it because I told him I'll take him to New York Prime. You ever been to New York Prime in Boca?
No, no. I don't get up that way that often. I covered FAU for a year, but then
you don't travel. You don't get in a car and go out to. You don't go to Boulder or Palm Beach for restaurants. Really?
I'm in South Dade, so I mean it's kind of far from me. But I mean I've made my way every once in a while to Del Rey, you know, the Ave and Boca as well. But yeah, I mean, the same season that I was the backup beat writer, then I was also covering FAU and Lane Kiffin over there. Devin Singletary was on the team.
I have no issues driving for a great restaurant.
Yeah,
I live in West Kendall, dude. I live close to Chrome Avenue. Off.
Okay.
Of-
wow. Yeah. So farther. No. Yeah. I mean, it's about an hour. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's like an hour and 15-minute drive from my house to New York Prime, but it is so worth every penny of it, bro. Oh. God, that food.
Okay, I'll have to try it.
Oh man, the garlic shrimp is the greatest garlic shrimp I have ever tasted in my entire life. Seriously, that appetizer is gold there at New York Prime. But anyway, I'm hoping that Latu falls to Miami, you know, at 21.
Well, if Latu is there, then I'm not thinking any trade down scenario. You just pick him up right there in that spot. If a guy like Latu is there, go for it. And I think Murphy's probably in that category as well. And then Johnny Newton may probably not the same, like where you just don't listen to any calls. He might be the next one. But also I like that he has the chemistry with Austin Clark, the Dolphins defensive line coach. He actually recruited him to Illinois at his job before joining the Dolphins. So there's a little connection for you.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. It looks like free agent moves are probably going to wait till after the draft at this point, right? Because it doesn't seem like they're really trying to sign somebody. They might be, you know, talking to people, but it looks like maybe you're waiting to see what you draft and then to fill the next holes in free agency will be after the draft, right? That's kind of what it looks like right now.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way. Once you get this close to the draft, you're within a week. and you've talked to some free agents, like, for example, the Odell Beckham Jr. offer we know is on the table, as Mike McDaniel has told us, and we know that whole visit week and all that. But even Chris Greer recently told us nothing imminent, so that seems to be the same thing. Like you were saying, nothing imminent a few weeks back, so that seems like it's remained steady the same way. And then now you get to within a week of the draft. Now at this point, you are just kind of maintaining the same areas of need, not making some late addition, and then just deciding, are you going to the draft with those different positions that you might look into, and then you go from there based on whatever you do end up with in the draft. Then you fill up the holes on the back end, which then if you also wait another month, then you get to the post June 1 money from the Xavier Howard release. So that's an extra $18.5 million that the Dolphins
have. That's when the Tua deal happens.
Yeah, just just by the time on the calendar, I don't know if there's any real correlation as far as just that.
It's just cap space. That's the trigger that now opens it for them to finally finalize that deal and get it done, because there was no hurry. You know, it's only media and fan talk. Those sides aren't. They know it's going to get done, and they got to work out all the minutia and all the bullshit. But they knew that the timeline was going to be in the summer anyways, you know, leading up to training camp. I mean, come on, dude. It's common sense. You have other work. I mean, Chris Greer told you guys this week that it's like they even know, hey, we're taking a break in negotiations right now because the draft is a priority now. That's how comfortable that situation is, where you've seen tense situations at times where negotiations are constantly going on no matter what, and people are these people are like, yeah, now we'll take a break. Yeah, it's the draft. We understand you guys got to focus on that. You know what I mean? There's no even selfishness on one side. No, we got to work on this and get this done. You know what I mean? So that's how comfortable they are right now from these two parties. I think parameters are pretty close already.
And Big O, contrary to popular belief from some, Tua is showing up to offseason workouts. Remember all these people or a lot of people question whether he would because of the contract uncertainty. As we have exhausted on this program, we knew he was going to be showing up to offseason workouts. And now the Dolphins are showing their bucket hat to throws in these offseason workouts. I
mean, hey, the news this week are crisp. Chris Greer told there's no deal imminent. They all picked up on the imminent part finally with Odell Beckham. I'm like, yeah, I think we told you something a couple weeks back that it wasn't imminent, bro. Come on, dude. I mean, give me a break. It just gets so ridiculous. You know what I mean? Clearly, Odell wants money, and Miami isn't going to offer money. They don't have to offer money. They're not sitting there competing with a bunch of teams for Odell Beckham, because a bunch of teams don't want Odell Beckham. And that's what Odell's dealing with now. It's like, wow, I don't really have a huge market for me. It's only a couple teams interested, and they're not really offering me anything close to what I made last year.
Right. And
reality has kind of hit him in the face. I think they're just waiting for some injury or some kind of desperation, or maybe after the draft, somebody wanted a receiver, they couldn't get it. Now they may go back and try to go for Odell or something like that. I think that's what they're holding out for right now. But it's just one of those things that people want to hurry stuff up. And this process is just, if you know Chris Greer, he doesn't play that game. That's what he's been. He's been one of the most patient GMs we've ever had here.
Yeah, Odell's not sniffing that $15 million that he got from Baltimore last year. And even on after a decent season for what you could expect for him at this point, then, he's still not going to be making that. I was actually really surprised when I saw what he made from the Ravens last season. I said, wait, did all that for Odell at this stage? But, I think now finally the reality will set in of what his true market is. And maybe he comes around after a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you there. All right. What else going on in Dolphin Nation that you can fill us in?
Right now it's all about the draft. So, we did speak to Chris Greer just within this past week. But, once we get down to a week within it, then it's all about it. It's Thursday night. It's what they're going to do at 21. And yeah, I mean, for me and the Sun Sentinel, I'm going to be also working up a draft locals a piece. So kind of all the South Florida high school guys, whether Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. I always like to do that this time of year because I did it going back to when I was just starting as a full-time sports writer covering high school sports. So a lot of those guys I covered when I was on that beat, or then like when I got to covering UM and I was covering them from a recruiting standpoint. So like Dallas Turner is in this draft, Alabama, St. Thomas Aquinas, and then obviously some Canes like James Williams was such a big prospect coming out of high school. Cam Kitchens was a good prospect, but then took off really with that All-American year at UM. And so on and so forth. So, I mean, I'll be looking at that as well, in addition to just tracking all the Dolphin stuff going into this this final week.
All right. Follow him on Twitter at @DavidFaronis_ and catch his work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. David, have a great weekend, my brother. We will catch up on Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Thank you. Welton Rayom. These are the guys you need, bro. I mean, these are the left tackles you need. Okay? These guys are going to protect you. And they did it for us when Progressive just was not treating us fairly. And they brought Progressive to their knees, and they've done it for, man, I don't know. It's well over 15 of our listeners, 15, 16, 17, something like that. It is. It's a ridiculous number already that's called Welton Rayom. And already like half of them have had judgments and very satisfactory. Even one of our listeners in Orlando, everybody that calls Jeff Welton and Daniel Rayom, they are for the better. I'm telling you. And unfortunately, DeSantis did not set us up properly for home insurance. So he gave the advantage to the companies, not to us, the consumer. So if you're dealing with bankruptcy, homeowner property damage, condo damage, criminal defense, business owner claims, commercial litigation, personal injury, call the people you can trust. I can trust them. You can trust them. Jeff Welt, Daniel Rayom, 954-966-4646. Save it on that cell phone. 954-966-4646.